This is RSVMB Update, episode 535, recorded Friday, September 18th, 2015. Vanescula sucks. Hello, everyone. This is RSBNB Update. Joining Earth and myself this week is Colton.
Yes, this is Colton.
This is Colton. Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello. That's me.
And of course, the Earth is here also.
Yes.
Yes,
this
you are.
This is correct.
So this week, the Lord of Vampirium, the penultimate quest in the Vampire series that we voted on last December in a player power poll, that I wanted to be named Team Edward for Floor 61, but was named the Lord of Vampirium. So
what
the
tragic turn of events.
What, you guys have never watched Twilight?
No! We're not gay!
Or 13-year-old females.
Well,
I just went with the assumption that we were all males.
Well, I watched the first movie, and our former co-host, Brad, also watched the first movie, and we chatted on
all
Skype.
All right, Brad, he's...
Research purposes, I guess.
Well, Brad's kind of flitty, I guess.
Wow, all right.
He's a little bit, not too much, though.
Yeah, he could be if he wanted to.
He has a feminine side.
We won't talk about that Valentine's Day dinner.
Yeah.
But anyways, back on track. Requirements for this quest were the Branches of Darkmire, 78 Slayer, 75 Attack, 75 Defense, 79 Construction, 76 Hunter, 75 Constitution, and Strength. Whilst recommended were 110 Combat and, the Darkmire outfit and the Darkmire disguise, and, Blisterwood Weaponry, because you are fighting the Virelords there. So, overall, just a quick overview before we get into the meat of the quest. What did you guys think? Were you expecting this? Did it exceed expectations? Was it lower?
See, personally, this was my favorite quest of the year. I won't say too much right now, but in terms of how it achieved exactly what it was after, I think it did its job, and I think it has its place, and I don't know.
Just killing Draken?
Well, there's a
meme
that spoiler,
was,
yeah.
Well,
that happened.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously the highlight of the quest, as it were, but there were a few twists and turns in it that, I mean, may or may not have seen coming, but in terms of actual grandness, difficulty, and that sort of thing, I think it fit with the master level, and I think it was the most accurate representation of a quality quest.
And no plot holes. No plot holes.
Opinions?
Yeah,
there weren't any plot holes, but I did think that there were some shitty plot points. Like, the person in the hole, like...
What was with that?
Oh, that's...
It's blatantly his mother.
Yeah, it's Queen
Zephalon's mother. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you not figure that out?
No.
Oh, Shane.
Good thing I
didn't insult people before saying that.
Oh, I guess it's okay, because I did have some reading comprehension issues, but anyways.
You also who his father is. Did you get that little piece?
Who?
It's,
Saffalans?
Yeah, Saffalans. It's
father
Vanstrom.
Acerdes?
Yeah, but Vanstrom is, or was, Acerdes. At least I think that is how things, because, during the quest at the very end, this is sort of a spoiler again, Drakkon says that his father's killer was standing among us, and he was referring to us. Okay.
Well,
we move on. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, by that point, I was, like, asleep, but we'll get to
that. I can kind of tell.
All right, so let's start off this quest. Starts in Burg der Rot. Colton, give us a brief rundown of where we go in this quest and what we ultimately do.
Yeah, basically you start out in Burg der Rot near the little rowboat thing that you use to get to Meyerditch, and Vanescula just sort of appears. You talk with her for a bit, and she tells you to take the boat to go meet up with Sapalon, who's been with been in the Icing Graveyard for
like,
a while.
Has he just been standing there?
I don't know. Like, for the last two quests, you just sort of suspension of disbelief. You just got to believe that he's been sort of frozen in time there while we've been doing everything else. I don't know.
And was that graveyard in the puzzle door always there, or did they add that for this quest?
I mean, you had to take a boat to get there, so.
Yeah. I mean, there was some area to the east of Meyerditch that we never got to explore, but I don't think that was the region it was in. I never really checked the mini-map, though.
No, it was just to the east of Burg der Rot.
Oh, okay.
Just immediately to the east of it. It was close, yeah. But
yeah,
anyways.
Was added to the quest. But anyhow, you then talk with Sapalon, and apparently he's there to... blah, 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 stuff with his parents. He wants to find out more and everything, and he can't do the puzzle-y majig.
That one was not a puzzle.
Well, it was sort of the intro. It was like, here, this one's really easy, so you can get angry later in the quest when they get a lot harder. And so, basically, you do that and twist it around and unlock the door, and he grabs his mother's pendant, blah, blah, blah. And then you both go and you meet up with the Meyerkey in the Meyerkey headquarters in Meyerditch, and Vanescula and her Vires are already there. You're promoted to lieutenant, and you sort of stage this whole not really a heist.
Does that seem dumb?
The promotion part? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, cool. I do all of your shit for you already.
Shouldn't I just be the general? I don't know.
I'm already basically your leader.
Exactly. But, I mean, I think that was a little unnecessary, but whatever. And so, basically, we go with, we get all dressed up in our House Dracon robes, and we make some blisterwood weapons, and we go up with Vanescula to the top of the tower.
Hang on. I just got to stop you there for one second. Yeah. I did not know before this that you could make the blisterwood wand an orb.
It was released with this quest.
Oh, okay. Well, you had the staff, Reed. Could you make that?
Yeah, you could.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Make range stuff.
Okay. And for anyone wondering, the house where you get this is off to the north. Yeah, I had some trouble with that during the quest, so I just wanted to point that out.
Say that again?
The Arboretum?
North of the Arboretum is where you get the hybrid armor. I had trouble finding that in the quest.
Oh.
Yeah, because they say that it's in Vanstrom's house, which is the place where we fought.
Where is that?
The place where we fought him.
But
in
there's,
the
no sign. There's no sign on the door.
Well, you're supposed to remember.
I did these quests like eight years ago.
So there should be a big sign. Vanstrom's house.
Or we should have an address book.
Do you need a pointing arrow?
No, I don't need that.
Do you need someone to just walk, take you by the hand and walk you there?
Well, that's what I was going to do with you, but anyways. Continue, Colton.
Oh,
okay, anyhow, so you go up to the roof, and there you have to sort of gain reputation, sort of like you did in Darkmire when you first started out there. And you have to gain reputation with the lords and ladies of the fire lords and everything. And so you basically talk with them and shoo some bats. And then Dracon shows up and he talks about going back to Vampirium and blah, blah, blah. And stuff happens. And I don't know what you guys did, but when the choice came, I said bring in the harvest. I don't know. Did either of you hang up the sickle?
What? Oh, that thing. I think I sprung the attack because, like, I was like, "Eh, what's the worst that could happen?"
Yeah,
I opted to keep my cover, but it ended anyways.
Okay, exactly. So it basically forced you into that decision.
Yes, it did.
Okay, I wondered what happened because all the people I knew had just went for it. But okay, that's interesting. So basically, regardless of what happens, you get jailed. Well, and sort of like an explosion thingy happens, and your screen goes black.
It's an explosion of magic.
And of love. Because it's Sophalon's mother or something. Queen Eferete, the pendant that he had, apparently protected them, I guess. I don't understand what that was, but... Anyhow, you end up in a jail cell, and so do all the other Meyerkey. And you basically are forced to give up, like, half your life points going around and freeing
10%.
Everyone.
10% per person.
And there were six of them, so...
So 60%. And
we can do math.
Wow, yeah. Which, really, we even need to free all of them? I don't know, they didn't do much during the quest.
We did literally everything
exactly.
In this quest.
The point of letting them free? We could have just gone on and done the rest.
We needed cannon fodder because people had to die so we wouldn't die.
Yeah.
That was their purpose.
No.
And then we basically go to the next room, and Derevanescula and Mornid are in bloodlocks, blood letters, or whatever they're called. And basically, this is the first... Well, I mean, this is the second puzzle of its sort, but it ramps up the difficulty just a little bit, tying in some of the wheels together, and you have to solve that similar circular puzzle again and get them out. And then you walk into the next room, which is where Sophalon is being held, but he's just like standing there. That was one of my main issues. He's just like, "Oh, hey guys, they."
Yeah, that seemed kind of.
I'm just standing here.
Strange.
No chains, no cell, nothing. Everyone else is. I don't know. That was odd to me.
Well, aren't the ideas of the vampires that the vampires are so terrifying and they, you know, sap the life force out of people that they just don't have the will to try and escape?
Well, then why did they put us in bars?
Well, we're the superhuman.
But we could get out saviors. Just by, like, poking it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get that. But anyways, continue.
Anyhow, basically... Then, after you all go up into Castle Drakan, you go through sort of this phase of where you have to barricade windows a few times. And I don't know, were you guys able to, with any of the rooms, barricade all three windows before fires came in?
No.
The very last one.
Or maybe one of them, but...
I don't know, because I wasn't able to do any of them, and I was, like, spam-clicking the heck out of them.
Well,
maybe I was just doing it wrong.
You have to just click on it and wait.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, I was spam-clicking everything else, not the windows.
My problem was that I didn't, you know, it didn't make sense that, oh, break the table, break the chair, and then, oh, you can break these, and there's where you get the wood. I spent half the time trying to figure out where that was.
Yeah, I thought they may have made that, I don't know, I thought it was a little silly, because they basically forced you to get screwed and fight those fire things. But anyhow, you go through a few rooms, and you barricade, and you're constantly moving up, and...
Oh, we forgot the part about the book.
Oh, is that in between that? Dang,
yeah, it is.
That's my favorite part. Okay, so, but, really? Okay. But,
yeah, that came before the barricading.
Huh.
Wait, what?
The book
happened?
Where you had to
the
read
blood.
The book
oh,
about the
yeah.
Fire
that,
clans.
Like, I liked that, but I also felt like it was kind of dumb.
Yeah, I mean, you learn a bit about each of them, but at the end of the day, you just look for keywords. Like, one, love, and then whoever talks about love, you assign them to that lock, and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like a high school reading comprehension test.
I thought it was interesting from a puzzle standpoint because not often you have those sorts of puzzles. I mean, where you actually have to interact with lore and then interact with characters and sort of get everything in your mind. It was easy if you actually paid attention, but it was different, and I thought it was sort of refreshing. Don't want to see too many of them, but still not too bad. But anyhow, so I guess that's, yeah, because you do the puzzle, you get the Sofalon, and then you do that, and that's where you get all the jerky, the mysterious
food.
Meat.
Okay, that was, those, like, people meat, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was.
Are we
it was totally
sure about
people
that?
Meat.
Yeah,
I don't
I'm
know.
Pretty sure. It looked like there
I
was,
thought
like...
they said that it was an alternative food source, and alternative to vampires means not human, but...
Well, Jagex doesn't want to advocate cannibalism.
Oh, well. Regardless, we got some uber-stacking meat, and that's when we go up and do the blood puzzle, and then we are able to... You proceed and do the barricading chamber stuff until you get to the final puzzle area where you have Vanescula's room, Rannus's room, and Drakon's room.
Yeah, speaking of, like, the food, that asshole wouldn't give me any more.
He would only give you four at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like you have one. Hey, bud, I can I have one more just to fill up? Like, nope, you already have some food. Well, fuck you. Give me three. So then you had to eat all of the food and then ask him, and then he'd give you four.
Yeah, I agree. That was, I mean, like, they could have just let us stock up to like 20 or 10 in that part of the quest, like we had 10 in the boss fight.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. I think they intended for you to die at least once, so
Oh my god.
That was sort of part of the thing. So it was a safe death though, so
So we escape and then we have to cover the windows and stuff.
Yep.
And then we have to just ascend the castle. So
yeah, pretty much.
And
I mean go ahead.
Oh, I was just basically, we have to get to the final puzzle, which is what's going to let us up onto the roof. And to do that, we have to go into the three bedrooms and
open
basically
the blood
drain
pumps.
The blood. Yeah, drain the blood pumps from each of the rooms. And I don't know. I liked Drakon's room with the little bloodwood tree and the
yeah.
All that
they wouldn't
stuff
let us look into the sarcophaguses.
Yeah, that was kind of
dumb.
Yeah,
I too scary for something. Us.
Yeah. I thought, I don't know, why would you add a left click option if you're not gonna, that seemed a bit strange, but anyhow, so you drain the blood from each of those rooms, and stuff happens, and then you get to solve the last puzzle, which is so fun. I don't know, I kind of liked it. My only pet peeve was the actual interface itself, because it was like, the clicking...
It overlapped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
and you know, that's just a limitation that we have with the way Jagex implements these things. And
exactly.
I mean,
well,
I'm gonna
have had some pop-up interface where you like rotate each. I don't know. I feel like they could have made it a bit easier. Maybe that would have broken immersion, but I don't know.
I don't know. But I ended up using a guide on this. Anyone else?
Really? You did, Shane? I'm ashamed.
I fell asleep. Like,
you got it, though, Reed. You got it.
I think I literally fell asleep.
No,
did
you
I?
Didn't. No, you didn't. I was watching you.
You were able to fight Drakon after that, so you did it.
Well, no, I think that's what contributed to my victory, but more on that in a minute. But
you
like,
did, you did not fall asleep.
Once I found out I could reset the puzzle, I was like, oh, and then I figured it out. Because, like, by that point, I had, I guess, I just, the exhaustion hit me really hard. So, I think I literally spent half an hour there just clicking it randomly.
Yeah. That's right.
That's basically what happened.
So
that was hard watching you struggle through that.
I wasn't struggling. Like, I wasn't even angry. I was just tired.
Well, I know you're
it's
not.
Just silence.
I mean, there is a angry Earth.
That was not what happened.
Yeah,
this was.
I know.
I want to go bad. That was how I felt.
Anyways, once you solve the puzzle, you make it up to the roof. I mean, the roof. sorry about that.
Who was that?
That was me.
I said roof, how they say it in the Midwest there, in the U.S.
It was an imitation. Anyhow, you fight Drakan, and it's four phases, and he does some, like, I don't know, he does a thing where he stuns you, and there's
pulls
one
you closer
part
to
where,
him.
Yeah, if you get too far away, he'll pull you in, and I don't know, I'll leave that for what I said in chat, but he'll basically tear you apart if you get too far away, so don't run too much, and so he has some special stuff, but all in all, it's really not too bad of a fight, and the best thing about it
that's
is that
what you say. That's what you say.
How many times did you die, Shane? How many times did you die?
Let me just count.
Wait,
it took me 10 tries to do that.
To do what?
To do the entire boss fight. I used 10 doses of overload.
What? Okay, I understand.
You had to use overload?
Yeah.
You can.
Why?
It makes it easier.
But why did you need that?
I just felt like I wasn't doing enough.
Took him 10 attempts.
It took me 10 attempts. I started off with melee, then I switched to magic, and then it got easier. So...
Yeah, it took me, and Reed, you did better than honestly I thought you would.
You just dominated that boss fight, man.
Like, I think I died twice?
Yeah,
that's how many times I died.
Like, you just said, I'm doing this, and you just plowed right on
through.
Like,
I just clicked on him, and I was like, okay, if he does the smoke thing, then I need to run away. Otherwise, I can just stand there and hit him.
Or when he puts the red bombs, you just surge away from that.
I didn't even use surge. Like, the only times I used surge, I died. Like, the one time I did that. And I was like, no, this is inefficient. I'm just going to click over there and run.
Yeah, well, I mean, you really did a good job with that. I was proud of you.
Thanks,
Yay.
Mom.
Good job, Earth.
How many tries did it take you, Colton?
It took me the same amount as it took Reed to do his.
What? Shane, it wasn't hard.
Well,
yeah,
I don't know what my
Shane,
problem
I literally
was, then.
Fell asleep.
But
and
you were
I beat it.
You were clearly awake during the boss fight.
Was I?
Yeah. Because
I don't really remember it, other than not dying a lot.
I saw your eyes.
He barely
you saw my eye. Yeah, I didn't speak a word. I think when I died, I was like, well, you too, Draken. And then I just ran back and I beat him.
Yep. That was basically it. But I mean, it wasn't.
That was probably verbatim, too.
Well, we can look up the video if you want.
I'd say the fight was sort of on par with, I don't know, what would you say, like, the closest quest boss? Maybe Brink of Extinction-ish? I don't know.
Like, not when it was unreasonably difficult, like, when it was just normal.
Brink of Extinction was never unreasonably difficult.
That's what a lot of people were saying.
Didn't
have
quest was pretty bad on first release before it was fixed.
It was easy if you just did ice spells, because ice spells basically are automatic stuns, but
okay.
I digress. Okay. Anyhow, so after you're done
Shane
with the fight...
sucks.
I digress. I don't know, there's sort of this prolonged thing. I don't understand why they had you, like, standing there with the sun spear, like, about to stab Drakan.
It was for dramatic effect.
Like, just shoot him.
Well, then you just like you have this casual conversation like for a minute or so while you're just standing there.
Like if you do that, then he's gonna regain strength. Yeah. And
have you
like,
seen
just
Game of Thrones or
have you
movie
have
out
you
there?
Watched anything?
Yeah,
like, just shoot the guy.
Yeah, so that was a thing, but you end up killing Drakan in the end, and then everyone else comes back to life or whatever. And
one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one more thing.
Yes, there is.
There is?
Yeah.
What, the Sophalon?
No, his sister takes over.
He doesn't have a sister. Oh, yeah. He's
talking about Draken's sister. Yeah.
Draken's sister. So, yeah, she basically sucks Sophalon's blood, kills him, and...
You're just going to leave it there. She basically sucks.
Well, it's what happens. What else do you want to say?
You're not
That's
wrong.
How you got to get the blood out. You got to suck.
She sucks mm-hmm. it right out
suck
of him.
Suck and blow.
Well, I mean, she's like, here, let me whisper the secret to you. Oh, here she goes. Here she goes. And you just know.
Yeah.
I knew that was going to happen.
Really? Is that what's going to happen? Is this how you chose to do this, Jagex? Well, you made a poor choice because that's shitty writing.
I thought that was probably my next biggest pet peeve was the fact that it was like, could you not have picked a better reason for her to get close than to tell him a secret or some bullshit? But anyhow.
Hey, Reed, I got to tell you a secret. You want to come here?
You stay the f*** away from me.
So anyways, after that, it's basically back to Burg der Rot. Find out that, well, the Myrek has been disbanded.
Well, you left out the biggest part of her sucking Sophalon's blood is the fact that she's now the Icy.
Oh, right.
Yeah, purifies her against the salve, so now she can cross the salve. And via Hemalchemy, she can pass that on to the other Vyrs, and they can now invade Mystalin. Huh?
Everyone.
Yes, precisely. That is exactly what they plan to do. And
I think someone actually said that. Everyone's like verbatim in the quest.
Just about.
Right, guys? Like, I was asleep by that point, so...
Yeah, you're right.
It's a little
fuzzy. I
think
that was King Rolled, eh?
Your thing...
Hey, nobody actually said that.
Well, I mean, not like that, but he did say we were kind of in trouble.
Viliaf said verbatim, we are forsaken, so that's... something like that.
All right, I'll allow it.
And yeah, that's basically how it ends. It's super depressing.
With some ominous
everyone dies.
Yep. Oh, except for Queen Eferete, who appears to have escaped. So.
Yeah, there was like this, when we were trying to escape, there's like this mysterious person in a hole.
Yeah.
And then there's like, no, I won't come out. But it was blatantly his mom.
Yeah, and then ominous cutscenes ensue. So that's pretty much the quest. Where do we go from here?
We kill all the vampires. Everyone. Genocide. That's how this quest
ends. Yay, genocide!
Well,
we don't like those people, so let's just shoot them all.
I guess that's
what do
not,
you think?
Those are the family values that Jagex has been instilling in me, guys. If you don't like someone, shoot them.
I honestly think we're going to have a similar situation come up like we had with the elves and the Fremenic. Because I think the next part of the quest is supposed to take part in the Sixth Age, if I'm remembering what Jagex has said correctly. This was Fifth Age.
Mm-hmm.
How can you do that?
What do you mean? How can you make a whole quest line Fifth Age while it's the Sixth Age? Why not be able to cross them over? It's really sort
yeah,
of...
I agree. I mean, I think that everything new should be in the
Sixth Age. I mean, the Sixth Age thing was...
And, like, her infusing herself with whatever you said it was at the end of the quest, that's so she can cross, because the Edicts of Guthix are still in place during this quest.
That's not why she can't cross.
That was Sarah Doman.
Yes.
He blessed the river to keep bitches away.
Mm-hmm.
Or vampires.
That's what I said.
Explicitly bitches.
So, anyways, my idea is that we're just going to see something like we saw with the Fremenic and the elves, where we fall into the whole leader position, and these people align behind us, the World Guardian, because and eventually they're going to learn that Zaros is back. But I guess maybe the vampires, because this was all Zaros' empire at one point, so maybe this will be another faction for Zaros to rally. Who knows?
It was also Sarah Doman's empire at one point, but... You know.
Could that be where this is going? A tie-in with the God storyline?
Well, I mean, they said the next one was going to be Sixth Age, right?
Are we sure about that?
That's what Shane said. I think I heard J-Mod say that. I don't have 100% confirmation.
If you could find that, that'd be nice, but I just don't remember that.
All right, I'll find it after the show.
Cite your sources, Shane.
We stopped doing that.
It's the internet.
I mean, I'd prefer if they keep it in the Fifth Age to finish it off, but I don't know. That's just me.
Can they all just die already?
What? The Meyerkey?
Everyone.
The whole game, yes. Reed,
the whole game.
The whole game can die, and then you can quit.
Sweet, sweet release.
Oh, I honestly think there's other things to make the whole of Jagex's NPCs die before then, but I mean, I'll reserve my comments for a later date.
Will you, Shane?
Yeah, I will. I want to keep a positive attitude this week.
Wow. What's wrong with you?
Anyway, rewards, I think. Yes. 2 quest points, 75,000 construction, 50,000 hunter and slayer XP, the Tome of XP with 3 charges, 75,000 in any XP that you want. A skill.
75.
God.
Jesus, Shane, the rewards aren't that exciting. God damn.
That was going to be a sneeze. Sorry about that.
Keep going, Shane.
The Sun Spear, a level 75 melee spear that was once Draken's weapon, so yay. The armor, of course, which is level 70 hybrid that you do the entire quest with. Draken's wings, and 2 titles of the Myrick and of the Vampirium.
Hooray!
The Sun Spear is freaking awesome, let me just say.
Does it have a special?
Yeah, it burns the Vire corpses.
Oh.
So if, you know, that's a... Is it trim or comp rec? I know it's a quest point master cape requirement to upgrade your Evanda's Flail with 500 burnt Vire corpses. So I basically just went there and camped the Vire Lords. And not only do you get the regular drop that the Vires would drop if you kill them, but it also gives you a second drop... if you would have burned them and then used the Columbarium key. So basically, it's like 4 to 5 mil an hour at this point.
Really?
Yeah, it's extremely profitable. And burns them, and it took me like maybe 2 hours, 2.5 hours to burn all 500. It was pretty nice. Probably nice. Nerf incoming, so if people want to do that, may want to do it now. Yeah, it's pretty nice.
All right. So, I mean, we pretty much already discussed the implications of this. Is there anything else you guys think we missed?
Other than rating the quest, I don't think so.
4.5.
Yeah, I'll go with that as well.
That's exactly
it literally
what I was
put
say.
Me to sleep.
4.5 out of 5 because it put me asleep.
No, not just that. There was some shitty dialogue.
Yeah, okay.
I agree. There were a few flaws, but all in all, I think it did a better job than most. I don't know. No, I take that back. It's not the best quest we've had thus far this year. I still
Dishonor Among
that
Thieves is.
No,
still in that book for me.
Dimension of Disaster. Come on.
I didn't consider that a quest.
Oh, it was so great. It's a special quest. Do you not consider Recipe for Disaster? Yeah.
Special. No, I consider to look
it
back
on
the
special
past 200 quests.
So it, like, has... Okay.
Let's be nice.
Look in your quest log.
I know what it is.
What,
I know,
Shane?
What it is. I said, let's be nice.
We are.
But that's no fun.
Also, did anyone notice that the ring puzzles were the same concept as the light puzzle from Within the Light?
It was?
Yes, but more clear.
Yeah. I mean, the Light Within, sorry. Yeah.
Oh.
It was the same concept, except...
Gosh dang it, you keep switching those!
I just knew what he was talking about, because it was, like, I wouldn't remember the one before, so...
Yeah, and, yeah. I mean... That kind of disappointed me that it was the same puzzle.
It just made a lot more sense. I don't know if it... Was it exactly the same?
Well, it was the same idea. It was just randomized differently and implemented differently. So you could actually see the rings this time.
I guess.
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
Anyways, anything else on the quest?
Nope.
Reed?
I got nothing.
All right. Well, we look forward to the last part, hopefully, in this. I don't know where they can go from this. This, in my view, just felt like the end, killing that one. But I guess we got to protect the West from the invasion.
Yeah, I think that's... I mean, that's what... I mean, King Roll said that... It looks like... We're going to have to, like, make a stand at the salve or something, but I don't know how that'll finish it off. I don't know. We'll see.
Indeed. All right. Moving on to some tweaks and fixes for this week. Queuing abilities on cooldown will no longer wait an extra tick before triggering. That's nice. I don't know if anyone noticed that, but it's kind of annoying sometimes.
Nope.
Okay. Legendary pets using the Beast of Burden ability now have a static life point pool of 10,600. As such, they can be killed in PVM situations such as Araxor and Araxi.
Good fight.
I agree. This needed to be nerfed, or changed, rather, to be like a traditional Beast of Burden. So, selecting Autocast in combat will now select the spell for both main and offhand without a confirmation window. That's good, because in reality, who used two different spells when doing magic?
Yeah, that seems pointless.
Yeah. Also, the following quests, boss fights have been rebalanced. Alvarg and Dominion Tower, Alvarg Count Drainer, as well as Dominion Tower, Desert Treasure, same thing, and Nomad. So all of these have been updated to fit within the realm of modern RS combat. Just to give you guys a bit of an example here, in Desert Treasure, Desu now has 25,000 life points, up from 3,000.
Oh,
Camille,
damn.
Camille, 21,000, up from 3,150. Damus, 20,000, up from 3,100. And Farid, 20,000 as well. Similar changes made in the Dominion Tower. Nomad, we'll talk about this one for Reed here. Soul Bolt now has a max hit of 1,036. And Landmines now deal 4,000 damage, up from 1,000. And Soul Blast deals 7,500, up from 3,000. So yeah, Nomad got a bit of a buff.
Rip.
I'm glad we don't need to fight him. And,
yeah.
You know, I mean, this is something people have said ever since the Evolution of Combat came out, that, well, these old quest bosses, Desert Treasure, Nomad in particular, are just too easy now. So I'm glad they did this. It's probably a couple years too late, though.
Mm-hmm.
Better late than never.
Yeah, that's true. Lots of new Iron Man coming through that are going to have trouble with this. So... anything else in the patch notes for you guys?
Players can now store up to 30 music tracks in their playlist. That's nice.
Oh boy.
It was always like, I think it was 10 before or something. Ridiculously low. So that's nice for those
of
us who...
Are there 30 RS music tracks you want to listen to?
Yeah, I like RS music tracks. Don't make fun of me.
I'm not making fun of you.
Jeez.
If I was making fun of you, you'd know it.
No, you wouldn't.
Okay.
You're probably right there, then. You probably wouldn't know it. All right. Well, moving on to the surprise of the week, Darkscape. I guess we can say RuneScape is moving over to the dark side. Well, for anyone who's been hiding under a rock, Darkscape is basically a PvP variant of RuneScape that we heard of last year at RuneFest, something they were looking into. Basically, the wilderness everywhere, three separate economies with different values of risk. And here's the clincher. Most of RuneScape's content, since May of 2015, excluding Dungeoneering, is completely free. RuneScape members get additional benefits to help them with quicker progression. And combat is locked to legacy mode. So, I guess the question I have for you guys is, how do you guys feel about someone being able to go into a, you know, a PvP variant of RS and, you know, just access everything that us members have for free?
I think it's okay as long as a lot of people are playing it and a lot of people are out there to kill you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Once it starts to die down, if it does start to die down, I'm not going to say yet whether or not that's going to happen. If it gets to the point where it's like as populated as the world's right now on the main game, where it's like 100, 200 per world, I don't like that idea, because then I think it makes an easy... But then again, you're not on the high scores, and you're not really interacting with most of the community, so I don't know. It's not for me, of course, but I don't know how I feel about that all being opened up if it gets depopulated.
All right. And Reed, when I told you about this, you said 10 out of 10. Was that sarcastic, or really?
No, like, I mean, probably not actually 10 out of 10, but I think this is a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Why?
I mean, I always thought that the idea of PvP worlds was great.
Okay. And I'm going to agree with you with that. I think PvP is best done in an open world scenario. Like, back after they removed free trade, they had a number of PvP worlds. I thought that was a good idea. So from this, I see where that's a good idea. My only reserve is, okay, if this ultimately ends up being successful, why don't we take some of these ideas for PvP and bring them back to regular RS and maybe open up a few RS3 PvP worlds where, you know, we can actually use the evolution of combat and not be restricted to legacy mode.
Yeah. I mean, that would be nice. I think... I don't know. This seemed, and I told you this before the show, but I this seemed to me like sort of they released this specifically to hype up the game.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
definitely.
It's there's really, I mean, right now, and especially right when it was released, everyone started from level one, sort of like old school did, and so it gives new players that attraction that it's like, oh, I can start off where everyone else is starting off and have the opportunity to rise up just as fast as everyone else is rising up. So I think that that's obviously a big selling point. But also I think it's all too coincidental how close this coincides with old school's slated Dead Man mode, which will be coming out after RuneFest.
Yeah,
so
I have a disturbing theory here. It's not proven by any means, so I don't know if I should mention this. What do you guys think?
Do it. Do it.
Conspiracy
hour? Yeah, that's what this is going to sound like. But, you know, May or April of 2015 is the cutoff for this, so that's obviously when they started working on this. and the fiscal years of most companies end in at the end of March. So my disturbing idea is that fiscal year 15 at Jagex was probably lower than expected in terms of profits. So this was created to bring people back, which, I mean, is a fair assumption to make. But the really disturbing part of it is if this doesn't work, I think we're going to see something passed on to RS3, whether it's another round of membership increases or more microtransactions. That's my ultimate fear with this.
I don't think so. I don't know. Reed, do you have opinions on that theory?
No, I'm not opening that bag.
Okay. I wouldn't ask you to, but...
All I'll say is that I don't think that that's the intention that they came out with this for, and I think that honestly they're making... in terms of profits, I think they're doing well. I think one thing that they need to be concerned about is the amount of workers they had lost, or, you know...
That's all fairly, you know, par for the course in a company like that. But I don't like talking about that.
Yeah, I know. So. And I'm just going to leave it there. So,
anyways, in addition to this, combat gear above level 75 gives greatly reduced stat returns as compared to RS3. Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah. Does that mean that the top end of the evolution of combat is overpowered on RS3, you guys?
It's just more difficult to get, and people who get that will be overpowered.
Okay. All right. I can see it that way. That makes sense. And frequent updates inspired by player activity. I haven't tried this yet, and, you know, PvP has never been something for me. And my biggest hope from this is that, you know, PvP, especially in the wilderness, has always been really annoying to me because you go... do agility up in the wilderness and people kill you for fun when you're not risking anything. I mean, I'm sure we've all had that happen to us, right?
Yeah.
So, I like the idea, but I just don't like some of the things that comes with PvP, so.
You're talking about peers, Shane.
No, I'm not talking about peers. We all know what you mean. I'm talking about getting killed when you're not risking anything at the wilderness agility course.
Aww.
Did that ever happen to you?
Yes.
Okay. And did it annoy you?
I mean, I accepted that as...
as a risk.
Something that was probably going to happen since I was at the wilderness course.
And I remember you saying once upon a time that you wanted the wilderness to be more dangerous.
I did?
Yeah, like a couple months ago.
I don't recall this.
Yeah, pretty sure you did.
I liked the whole revenant thing.
Yeah, those were good. Those were good. Anyways, we'll probably talk more about Darkscape next week once I've had a chance to try it out and see if it's for me, seeing as it's looking like, well...
Now, is it... if you die, are you done, or...?
No, you respawn.
Alright, so how do banks work? I remember vaguely reading something about raiding banks.
Yeah, that's basically... banks are not safe areas in this place, so you do, need to bank your items. But I don't think there's any bank raiding, because...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, like, the stuff that's in the bank is safe if you die, but
yes.
If you are standing in the bank, you are not safe.
Yeah, the bank raiding mechanic is something that's in Dead Man Mode, where basically the person who kills you gets to take your bank.
That's right.
That's not a dark scheme.
Dead Man Mode is essentially a survival game. Its harsh death penalties of 50% XP loss come along with greatly accelerated progression. You can also raid others' banks and have yours raided in return. So that's the difference between Dead Man Mode and Darkscape.
Okay.
Yeah. Which, I mean, which would you prefer?
This
one.
Yeah.
Personally.
Okay. Wonder how easy
like
would...
really high level guards and stuff in the towns too, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you're gonna have
your shit up.
you're going to have groups of people to protect you and whatnot as well. So that could be an interesting economy. But I don't know. Anything else on Dead Man Mode before we move on to behind the scenes?
Nah. Nope.
All right. Well, I'll probably give Dead Man Mode a try for next week. But until then, don't be too vicious. I mean, Darkscape, not Dead Man Mode. Anyways, and behind the scenes this week, next week coming is waterfall fishing.
Yay!
Waterfall fishing.
Exciting. We don't need to go into that.
No, we don't. All right. Well, in that case, let's move to something happier then.
It's a thing.
It worked.
No, wait, if you want to...
Paul? Is it Paul?
No, Paul has disappeared ever since he got that cat.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
But instead, we are going to listen to a question by the RR Man.
Hey, Shane, how's it going? What the heck's with all the New Zealand and Australian hate? You're taking the piss out of both of our accents, me and Pern, last week. If I was to play a drinking game of last week's podcast of all the A's and apologies and all that, I'd be pretty wasted right now. Just saying. Sorry. I apologize. Okay, enough of that. It must be about time to ask you a question. Shane, when are we going to see your face? I was so excited last week hearing about all your adventures in real life. And I know we've joked in the past about you need to get a party hat. How about something realistic? Or how about you just do a live stream with your face in it? Come on, we need to know what you look like. I've got so many images. Peace out, right on, eh?
Oh, I love the way you ended your question there. He did well, didn't he?
Yes. You should have said he did well, eh?
Whatever. Okay.
Right
so.
On.
Right.
Did I steal that from you there, Colton?
I was about to say that.
Live streaming update. Might have something to announce in that in December, perhaps. Fingers crossed. We'll see. Bye. That's about as far as I can go with that right now without saying much, because I haven't actually planned anything, but it is something we are looking at. And, well, if you want to see Reed's face, you can just watch him stream quests.
Mm-hmm. And you can actually see me swear at things. Or yep. Literally fall asleep on the stream.
Or, never mind. I'll save that for later.
Or what, Shane?
No,
you
need
to you need to finish that. You cannot leave that open-ended. This is one of those things that you don't understand, but I promise you, you need to finish your sentence there.
You can, or you can see him and the chemistry that exists between him and his roommate.
Oh, yeah, my roommate made me a burger last night, and I hugged him and told him that I loved him on the street.
It was lovely.
And he brought me my water bottle, and he's so nice. I picked well. He's going to listen to this later, too.
Why don't you two just get married?
No, we're not you and Brad. Come on, you walked into that, Shane.
You're right.
I know I am. I said it.
Anyways, RR Man, thank you for the question, and yeah, look forward to that in December, probably, and, well, streams for quests for Reed. But, Reed, you want to take the next question?
I think Colton should read it as the guest.
All right.
This question is from Uncle Sirion from Clan Quest. Dear RSVNB update hosts, the new Vampire Quest is unique in that it plays in the Fifth Age. The reason for this is that the Edicts of Gethic still play an active role in the quest. I do not understand exactly how the Edicts of Gethic are influencing the storyline. Can you shed any light on that? also, where do you think the story will go moving into the Sixth Age? And what is your opinion on Jagex still releasing Fifth Age content at this time? Take care, a fellow quest enthusiast.
Well, the edicts were set up to basically prevent the crossing of the forces into Mithilin, right?
No.
No.
That's what that's what the salve is doing.
All right.
Yeah, I honestly am a little bit fuzzy on this too. I think it's mainly the fact that like armies can't gather and fight each other in the name of like some other god or something, and so for some reason that prevents Mithilin from being able to take arms against the vampires and everything like that. Honestly, I'm a little bit fuzzy on that. That's all I know. If you guys have any more information on that.
No, I don't, unfortunately. I just knew it was set in the Fifth Age. And Reed, do you have anything on that?
I mean, we kind of talked about this when we were discussing the quest. I think it's weird.
Yeah, because, I mean, there is no reason for that now. But the quest did take place in the Fifth Age, so, I mean, they could move it into the Sixth Age for the final one. I think I heard them say that, but I will get definitive proof after the show on that, because I think that'd be good to know. But, yeah, unfortunately, we apparently don't know anything about the edicts in that way either.
Yeah, I mean, whatever it does, it prevents Mithilin. That's all I know, is that it prevents Mithilin from being able to enter Mauritania and just kill them, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I know.
And we'll probably get demoted in Clan Quest, the three of us, for not knowing.
Good luck.
And story into the Sixth Age, and what is your opinion on Jagex releasing Fifth Age content at this time? I already said what I think is going to happen going forward with this, but Fifth Age content, I don't really have a problem with it.
I don't know where the Sixth Age will go. Obviously, Jagex has an end in mind. I mean,
forward.
Huh? Oh, yes. That is might be the direction it goes in, but I don't know. It could end in a variety of ways. I just don't know which one would be satisfying and would allow for us to continue moving on in the future. I don't know if we'll just end up making sure that the Elder Gods stay asleep or something or what. I don't know. Because if they wake up, then how are we just going to go back? Because they're going to want to destroy Gilinor. Are we going to let Zaros ascend to be an Elder God and persuade them? Are
That's
we not?
Pretty scary.
There are many an option, but I don't know. I trust Jagex to finish it off. So we'll see about
some
that.
Point.
Yep,
eventually. Soon, trademark. And what is your opinion on Jagex releasing Fifth Age content? I think it's fine. I mean, it seems kind of confusing and sort of weird, but I'm
definitely weird.
It's definitely weird, but personally, I like Fifth Age content like this. I don't want the gods to mess up a storyline that's been continuing as it is in the Fifth Age. I like it to finish, and I don't want a literal Deus Ex Machina.
And please, no.
Exactly. So, yeah. I would rather Fifth Age content stay Fifth Age and Sixth Age content continue on. So
we are not going to Janeway RuneScape.
Yes, please.
Story going into the Sixth Age. Where's it going to go? And
forward.
Oh, okay.
Like that's what I meant.
Nothing specific.
Forward. No.
All right.
Nothing specific.
And is Fifth Age content okay?
I mean, that is my opinion.
All right. Well then, thank you for the questions, you two. We're going to move on to tech news, but first I'd like to remind everyone, if you want to send in an audio question, send them to questions@rsbnb.com or leave us a voicemail at our Google Voice number, which is 571-57-BNB, or you can find the questions topic at update.rsbnb.com/ask.
Nice.
And it's also worth noting that you can send text messages to that number as well. Woo! All right. Tech news. So, Mark Zuckerberg says that Facebook is working on a dislike button.
Yay!
It's not going to be a downvote mechanism like Reddit has, but instead it's going to be a button you can press in times when, you know, liking something might have felt insensitive, like when someone's pet died.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you guys think this is needed?
By no means.
People have been wanting it for a long time, so...
Should probably just give it to them then. But
yeah, just let them have it.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta hope that they'll use it in the way it's designed, but I don't think there's anything we can say going forward, but just don't dislike everything on someone's page.
All right.
Well, that was a quick one.
I'll be sure to do that on your Facebook page, Shane.
It doesn't exist.
Yeah, it does.
Yes, it does.
So,
all right.
What do you think of New York City offering computer science to all students within 10 years?
That's an excellent thing for public schools.
So, like, all students? Like, every student everywhere?
Every student every year in New York City will have the option to
see, that title's misleading because I thought I could get computer science education here.
No.
But
via
no.
New York City.
Via New York City, yeah. But no, oh. I feel left out.
But every student in middle school and high school in New York City within 10 years is supposed to have the option of taking computer science as one of their high school electives. Which,
good.
When you think about it, is something that we need going forward for the economy and to develop a high-tech workforce. And I can think back to my first experience of programming a computer, and ever since then it was always very interesting to me. It was on one of the old Apple II's programming logo.
Jesus, you're old.
One of the ones with the green screen and everything like that. So, yeah.
Oh my God.
It was either a toss up between that, Oregon Trail, and Number Munchers.
Oh my God.
Ooh, Oregon Trail.
Yeah.
Guys, Tim isn't winning.
No, he's not.
Oh my word.
What the
Well, I mean, we have had people ask in chat, is Tim sick this month?
What the fuck? Like, he's literally flatlined. Sir, we've lost him.
As
Arceus is in first with 10 million experience gained, and Tim is in second with 3.1 million experience gained.
We need to mount a search.
Maybe he died.
No.
Tim, are you out there?
RIP, Tim. Whatever year you were born to 2015.
But anyways, Arceus has maintained a linear trajectory.
Arceus has maintained a linear trajectory.
He's 3/4 of the way to 200 mil in prayer. That's impressive.
I wonder if he's still free to play.
What? No way he's free to play.
He was at one point.
Well, everyone
you can
was
find that out, Shane.
Yeah, I will. Anyways, there's the Skill of the Month update, folks. I'd also just like to draw everyone's attention to the Double XP weekend next weekend and the competition we're running. We're running 4 skilling competitions for the entire weekend. You choose a skill or you choose all of them, enter, and we will have prizes for the winner of each competition. So definitely enter and get some XP.
Woo!
All right. achievements of the week.
Colton got 99 magic on September 18th, 2015. Colton got 99 strength on September 17th, 2015. Shane got 99 divination on my stream because he's a f***ing asshole on September 17th, 2015. Jungle Biscuit got 99 range on September 15th, 2015. Colton got 99 agility on September 14th, 2015. How the f*** do you have time for this? The RR man got 99 fire making on September 12th, 2015.
Damn. Woo! Question. I've been slowly working on all of those. I've had 98 magic and strength for over a year and 98 agility for about a month. But regardless, yes, congratulations to everyone, especially Shane.
Except for Shane. Asshole.
You want to tell them how that went down?
Huh?
You want to tell them how that went down?
I did. You got it on my stream because you're a asshole and attention whore. That's pretty much the end of the story.
That was planned ever since this quest came out this week, by the way.
Dickbag. All right, so Colton, your pick.
Made you look.
I have a pick. And that is, if you guys have heard of it, it's a yak. Yes, it's a
yak.
It's an app.
It's a yak.
It's an application. It's an application on iOS, and I think it's on Android, too. It's definitely on Android. It's called
Yik Yak. You giving us a yak?
Yes, Shane. Basically, it's sort of an anonymous instant posting type medium where you write whatever you want in a I don't think it's 140 characters. Let me check real quick. It is 200 characters. In 200 characters or less, you basically say something, you can attach a picture, anything like that, and it basically will either post it to your immediate vicinity, and so you can see what other people anonymously have posted in your vicinity. You can upvote, you can downvote, sort of like a Reddit type system, and you can also basically go. It's really big in major universities, at least in the United States. And
it's big in small universities as well.
Okay, so basically anywhere where young people are conglomerated. It's a really fast way for, I don't know, here it's really a really quick way for information to travel. Just, it's often humorous and lighthearted and just an enjoyable thing to use if that's something that interests you. So yeah, do that.
Yik Yak, you both use this?
I do.
I have in the past. It's pretty funny.
All right, they have a Windows version, yeah?
I don't recall.
I think so. No. I can look.
Nah.
Anyways, what have we been up to? Thank you, Colton, for the pick. Let's start with
all
you.
All right. I need to go first because I have literally 4 minutes before I have to leave. That's why I've seemed very rushed this whole show.
It's okay.
I'll have like a whole 2 minutes to eat my dinner. So I had an event this afternoon that I had to go to, and I've had class, like I haven't been in my room in about this, when I did this podcast, first time I'd been in my room in like 8 hours. I have been wearing a suit and tie all day because of that event earlier, and I'm not going to have time to change, which is fine. Lots of homework, paper. I went to the beach last weekend.
Reed goes
that
outside.
Yeah, the hashtag was Reed goes outside 2015. I think that's all I've been doing.
Yeah, we played NHL 16.
Yeah, that came out too.
Yeah, well, good fun. Good fun.
Yeah. But on that note, I need to get going, so I will see you all later. Good podcasting to you.
All right, thank you.
Bye, friends.
And Colton, what have you been up to?
On RS, I've just been sort of gradually trudging through quest point master cape requirements, stuff like searching for the hidden gall and
the hidden gall.
Yeah, you have to get it's 50. You have to donate 15,000 tockle to the fight cauldron while wearing a piece of obsidian gear. Then you have to unequip your obsidian gear, go outside the Dazara city, have the rune date divided by 10 amount of obsidian shards in your inventory, and use a ring of visibility on a ring of stone. And then he'll appear. Yeah. So that kind of stuff, just little mini quests and all that kind of stuff. I've just been working on that in game. Obviously, got some 99s that I've been working on for quite a long time this week. And in real life, it's been school and determining where I'm going to live with my fiance next year and all kinds of stuff. Just life, school, all that fun.
All right. Well, as for me this week on RS, closing in on 95 million farming XP.
Woo!
In so addition close, to that, man. Of course, 99 Divination. I've wanted that ever since it came out, and now is just the right time to do it because there's other 99s I'm creeping up on that I don't necessarily want, so I want a Divination out of the way first just as a matter of priority. So
you've been sitting on 98 for a long time, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Ever since last double XP weekend, believe it or not. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But aside from that, just working on a couple little RSBNB things, prototyping-wise. So maybe you'll see them, maybe you won't. It tends to be the way we do things around here. We only put things out if they're good and ready to go. But
good policy.
Yeah. Don't really have anything else this week, but that's pretty much it. So, with that being said, thank you, Colton, for joining us on the show.
Thank you for having me. Always a pleasure.
And, of course, we will see you guys all next week. And, once again, thank you for sharing your time with us. Find us in Bits, Bytes, Friends Chat, in-game.